Thanks for joining us for day number two here on KFFB's Open Mic, and we do have Senator John Bozeman with us. And Senator, I know there's so much talk going on in Washington. It's like it's just chatter all over the networks, and everything you guys are doing is kind of under the microscope. But the big thing right now that all of Americans are really concerned with is the Obamacare repeal. Conversation I had with somebody that works at one of the car dealers here in our listening area. She said her and her husband and their child have insurance. It costs them $1,200 a month. And you hear that and you think, how can these people make this work? And she says it's they have to give up a lot. Well, that's what it's all about. The insurance premiums are going through the roof, 25% a year in many companies, and that's a lot of money.
It's a tremendous amount of money. And then along with that, those high premiums are high deductibles, high copays. And then even after you meet all of those things, maybe an 80-20 deductible after that. The problem is affordability. And so that's why President-elect Trump, you know, being out in the heartland, talking to people, adopted, you know, the mantra that we have to repeal it and replace it, just like so many of us through the years, you know, have been preaching. And so what we've got to do is get rid of what we've got. It's not sustainable. It's not working. I think everybody agrees in its present form that it's simply falling apart. There's no competition. 30% of the counties in America, there's only one health care provider. That's how you lower costs, is through competition. So we're going to get rid of it and then replace it with something where you've got some competition, you've got reform, and you start to lower these dramatic increases that we've seen over the past several years.
How will this come? Tell us the timetable here.
What we're going to do is use a vehicle that will allow us to really start to defund it. And in doing that, we'll be able to, you know, kind of knock the blocks out from underneath it. And then at the same time, start putting into place mechanisms, things like being able to shop across straight lines. You know, right now I can watch the Geico commercial on television and I can buy my car insurance any place I want. That's not true of health insurance. It has to be within the state. So we want people to be able to get the best deal that they can get. We'll start to put in place the ability for really people like yourself, maybe instead of, you know, yourself and your employees teaming up with maybe 1,000 other radio stations, you know, and going into the marketplace and getting a better deal. Those are the ways that you lower cost, is through competition. That will be brought about over a period of time.
We're losing healthcare providers, it seems like, each year, and we're down like one or two now in Arkansas. So that makes it very difficult for many Arkansans to get a good rate.
Well, and I think you bring up, though, a great point, especially people that are on the government programs, Medicare, you know, for seniors, and then Medicaid, you know, for those that not making as much money. And so as a result, you know, you can have these programs, but if the providers are not being paid enough that they'll continue to take it, you know, you can have good insurance, but if nobody's going to take it, then you've got a real problem. And we're seeing that more and more each day, where people just simply are refusing to take Medicaid, refusing to take the Medicare program. And so as a result, we're starting to see rationing and shortages in that regard.
Well, there's some other things that we're seeing that may change as well. Executive orders that the president has put in place. There is rumor that President-elect Trump will eliminate those. Is this true?
Yes, he's going to, you know, on the first day of office, I look forward to him getting rid of a bunch of the over-regulation that the president has put out by executive order. These are things that couldn't pass Congress because, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike, you know, disagreed on them being implemented. But him feeling like he knew best went ahead and implemented them anyway. Several of these have gotten thrown out in the courts because they're unconstitutional. He was able to over-exceed the boundaries of his authority. And so the courts have said no, but there's still a tremendous amount of them in the books. You know, and it's sad, too, they're continuing to do this as we speak. Regulation after regulation as quickly as they can before they leave office. So, no, the President-elect will be able to get rid of a bunch of those. There's also a thing called the Congressional Review Act, and that allows Congress to vote on some of the things that the agencies have brought about by, you know, creating regulation. And we'll be voting on a bunch of those starting very, very quickly as soon as the president's elected, and start to get rid of the, you know, these regulations.
Well, and you also look at the pipeline that here in Arkansas, we've talked about that, the Keystone Pipeline. You think that's going to come about now?
Yes, that the states themselves all signed off on that. You know, it was they were good to go. The president stepped in basically and said no. And that's how it needs to be, is when you have entities like that, the states should determine their destiny. They're the ones that, through the public service commissions and things, they're the ones that should have the input. And all of them signed off. It was good to go. Certainly, there's no reason not to build it. We've got all kinds of pipelines. We're talking about a brand new pipeline being the state of the art, be very safe, create a lot of jobs in doing it. But more importantly, then you've got a very safe way of transporting the oil versus a truck and a railroad car, which is not safe. And you use a lot of energy. If you're concerned about greenhouse gas emissions and things like that, you can imagine the amount of energy that it takes to truck it and railroad car it versus pushing it through a pipeline.
We got to talk about one other thing, and that's coming up, the inauguration. As being the senior senator, but also a senior representative of Arkansas, you've been through some of these inaugurations. Give us a little idea of what the atmosphere is going to be like.
Well, they always seem to be very, very cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a situation where myself, everybody else, because of security reasons and just literally there being hundreds of thousands of people there, you have to arrive early, you know, be there a long time before it starts. Most of the people are standing. It really is. It's a lot of hard work to be there and kind of endure it. On the other hand, it's a great celebration of a change of power. That's what our democracy is all about, is people coming together in a very peaceful way. This is what the vast majority of the world doesn't have. The other thing I'm excited about, the ex-President Carter's going to be there, George W. Bush, President Clinton will be there. So you've got the ex-presidents also. They're celebrating, a peaceful transfer of power. The senior Bush won't be because of his health, but everybody else is going to be there. And again, it's a real celebration in that regard, and something that I think everybody should be very, very proud of.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on KFFB's Open Mic.
Well, thank you, as always, for having me so much. Look forward to talking to you in the future.